the gospel. Jesus asked his disciples, who do people say that I am? And Peter has come to believe, and he says, you are the Christ. You are the one who will save humanity from all evil. You're the one who will deliver us from all evil and save us. Peter came to believe that. But what he and the other disciples didn't understand was how the Savior would do this. How the Christ would save us from evil. We hear in the first reading the ancient prophecy from Isaiah, who prophesied that there would be a triumphant servant of the Lord who would come. And this servant of the Lord would bring justice onto the earth. That this servant of the Lord would come and he would set all things right. But we hear in this prophecy, the servant of the Lord who gave his back to those who beat him, his cheeks to those who plucked his beard, his face he did not shield from buffets and spitting. Really? That's the reaction that this got when the prophecy was given. This great prophet who's giving this prophecy about the servant of the Lord who would come and make everything right and he would save us. And here he's being described as one who is being beaten and humiliated. They couldn't understand how that would be. Peter and his disciples didn't understand how that could be. And we have a hard time with that as well. That God, Jesus Christ, the suffering servant, would come, and how he would defeat evil, how he would crush darkness, is through the power of the cross. That Jesus would kill evil by taking it all within himself, letting all of it come at him, and he would allow it to kill him so that he could vanquish once and for all the power that evil has over us. And if that's hard to understand, you're not alone. Because Peter, when Jesus is saying that this is what the Son of Man must do, goes before him, he says, never. I'll never allow that. Get behind me, Satan, because you're thinking not as God does, but as human beings do. Which, there's nothing more contrary to the human impulse than thinking that the cross and humiliation would be the source that destroys all evil, all darkness, both in the world and in your heart, that somehow you embracing the cross, the very thing which human nature wants to flee from, it hates it, that to embrace that actually allows Jesus to kill the evil within oneself. So if I, for whatever reason, had gotten evil planted deep within my heart and allowed it to just grow and grow, and I go up to someone who hadn't done anything to me at all, I go up to him, I smack him. His impulse is he's going to want to come at me. But I'm strong. He's strong too, but not as strong. And so he's going to want to come at me. But let's say he doesn't. That evil, which was alive within my heart, Even if he sits there and allows that resentment to brew and that hatred to grow, that evil has now reproduced itself. Because it's now taken root in your heart. And this chain of evil continues to grow and to grow. And there's nothing that we with our human power can do to break it. If you recognize in your own heart an evil, a place of sin, and you think on your own strength that you can somehow kill it or crush it, it'll reproduce and come back in almost double strength. But through the power of God, through taking that evil, which there's the possibility of it taking root in your heart, and bringing it instead to Christ on the cross, and receiving there a power that is so far above human power, the power of the cross, in the power of reconciliation and forgiveness, which the human mind cannot fully wrap itself around. That's what kills evil. That's the only thing that kills evil, from being able to reproduce and pass from one heart to the other, from one generation to the next. It's the power that comes from the cross. 2 years ago on Thanksgiving, our whole family went to Philadelphia for my brother Steve's promotion. He was being promoted to a lieutenant colonel in the Air Force. He's been in the Air Force now for 19 years. He joined a year after 9/11. And the day after his promotion, which is beautiful, was at Constitution Hall. We went to New York City. And if you ever go, make sure you go to the 9/11 memorial. It's incredibly done, and it's so powerful. And there's one area there where they have, do you remember the iconic cross that was put at Ground Zero? Those two steel beams which formed a cross. They have there the story behind it. And it's told in a video by Frank Celestia, who was a construction worker. And he was a volunteer with the fire department. And when the attacks happened, he went down and volunteered in the rescue work. And he said that 2 days after the attacks on September 13th, they started in the morning, and he was digging through the rubble all day. And he knows many of the men and women who would have been within it, hoping to find someone alive. And he said they worked from morning all the way through until the evening. And as he kept on digging, he said his heart grew heavier and heavier. And he said he could feel his heart growing darker and darker, because they found three bodies, but no survivors throughout the day. And he said as they got toward the end of the day, they were clearing more rubble, and it opened up this pit. And he said it was within the pit that he saw these two beams as a cross. And he said when he saw the cross there, it was like a beam of light hitting his heart. And he says he fell down to his knees and he wept. Because from the cross, he had received in the darkness of his heart hope. He had received a grace from the cross. He reached out to his parish priest, Father Brian Jordan, who got permission to have that cross brought to the center of Ground Zero, where in the weeks that followed, he would offer Mass there for those who were still searching for people. And it became this cross a source of immense hope. the very end of the video, Frank Celestia says, you have to understand that for those who knew so many people and who were searching in the rubble for people, that it crushed our hearts. And for many of us, it was crushing our faith. But he closed by saying that it was terror and evil that took down those towers. But it was faith in the cross which began to rebuild our hearts.